Yeah.
We got a phone message down below. The foreman thought it might be bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah. Your niece tore her tutu. Is that real bad?
She takes ballet. Ballet. You know, little girl stuff up on her toes, dancing.
And she hurt her tutu.
Oh, a tutu is a little dress, you know, like thing they wear. It sticks out like that and bounces when they dance, real lacy and fluffy and nice.
And you go in for that kind of stuff?
Yeah. What about it?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Davis. Nothing. Nothing at all.
For today. Go.
Is Mr. Davis coming to the recital?
Oh, yes, yes. The entire family will be present. We consider this a very important debut.
Bussy, a little flower does not hold on to her tutu. She off her hands.
Yes, ma'am. Broke.
Perhaps we had enough little flowers for today. And now your attention, children. This is Miss Margot Dunbar, a prima ballerina with some of the most famous ballet companies in the world. She was once my pupil, and she has consented to help us with our coming recital.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Dunbar.
I consider it a very great honor to work with such future stars of the ballet. And it's going to be my very difficult responsibility to choose dancers for the principal roles in our ballet. Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf.
Melissa will be simply adorable as Red Riding Hood.
And quite so, Mrs. Nelson.
Melissa Nelson?
Yes, ma'am.
I pick you to be the Wolf.
I'm so sorry, madam.
And Buffy Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
You will dance the role of Little Red Riding Hood.
Now, children, I expect you to practice very hard and make your parents proud. Dismissed.
Thank you, Miss Dunbar, for selecting Buffy.
Are you her father?
No, I'm employed by her uncle, where she resides. Mr. Davis is delaying his trip to the bridge he's erecting on the Orinoco so that he may attend the recital.
Orinoco? Building a bridge? Is his first name Bill?
Why, yes. Mr. William Davis.
Ask him if he remembers the closing night of Swan Lake in Venice.
Swan Lake, no. The closing night?
Better yet, ask him if he remembers the night he closed Swan Lake.
Hi, Tiger. Hi, sis.
Hello, Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill, we had a wonderful time in the park today. Didn't we, Jody?
I guess so. If you like boys sissies' age.
Virginia? It's Bill Davis, honey. Listen, you want to go to the ballet with me a week from Saturday? No, not Lincoln Center. No, it's, my little niece, she's in a kid's ballet. You know, she's going to be a daisy or a bunny or something like that. I thought maybe you'd like to... No, you wouldn't. Huh? No, of course I don't mind. Yeah, I remember when I wouldn't go to your nephew's piano recital. Yes, ma'am. Goodbye. All right.
Well, good day, sir. Excellent news. The starring role. Buffy was chosen to dance Little Red Riding Hood in the ballet of that name.
Oh, well, that's great, honey. Little Red Riding Hood, that's like being Scarlet O'Hara in Gone with the Wind.
What's that?
Well, that's pretty good. Now, I'm proud of you.
Uncle Bill, I wanted to be the wolf.
Wolf?
Sure. You'll get to wear a wolf outfit and be real scary. Okay. I'll go tell Mrs. Beasley. She wanted me to be the wolf, too.
We have a message for you, sir.
Yeah.
A most attractive young lady.
Oh.
Yes, we were asked to inquire if you remembered the night you closed Swan Lake in Venice, sir.
Swan Lake in Venice? Oh, Margot Dunbar.
Exactly, sir.
Well. Yeah, we were riding along the Grand Canal in one of those gondolas, and it kind of got tipped over. Anyway, she got all wet and couldn't make the show. Where'd you find her?
Well, at the ballet school, sir. It was Miss Dunbar who selected Buffy. Shall I give her your best when I take Buffy to rehearsal tomorrow, sir?
No, I'm going to take Buffy to rehearsal tomorrow.
I understand, sir.
She even looked good soaking wet.
You were trying to show the gondolier how you paddle up the Amazon River in a dugout canoe, when all of a sudden, splash.
Yeah, there was a bright side, though. No alligators.
That's right.
Ice, Mama. I don't mind being a wolf.
Well, your father minds. He minds very much. He wants to know how it happened.
Hello, Mrs. Nelson.
Good afternoon, Miss Dunbar.
Have you met Mr. Davis?
Yes.
We live in the same building.
Miss Dunbar, may I speak to you for a moment about Melissa?
Of course.
Well, I'll leave you alone.
Please don't go, Mr. Davis. This concerns Buffy.
Buffy?
Mr. Nelson was quite disturbed that Buffy was going to be Red Riding Hood and not Melissa. After all, Melissa has been coming to dancing school a lot longer than Buffy.
Oh, well, listen, we don't care one way or the other.
Mrs. Nelson, the wolf is a very important part. It's the second lead.
Well, Buffy could play the wolf. In fact, I think she'd rather do that.
I've made my selection. It's final. There's nothing personal involved, Bill.
Miss Dunbar, the children are ready for you.
Excuse me, Mrs. Nelson. Bill, dear, what time is dinner?
Oh, I don't know, honey. But I'll pick you up about 7.
Okay. Dinner? Dear? Honey?
Oh, we're old friends.
Oh.
else, huh?
No, thanks. It was French's idea to send Buffy to ballet school. He knows all about that stuff.
It was a marvelous idea, French. She seems to have talent.
Well, we must confess it was an experiment, Miss Dunbar. An anti-clumping around the house campaign.
Uncle Bill, is it time for us to go to bed?
Yep, it's time.
Gosh.
You need plenty of rest now, Buffy. After all, you're a prima ballerina.
What's a prima ballerina?
Well, it just means that you're the best dancer in Red Riding Hood, see?
And if you study very hard and keep at it, pretty soon you'll be a ballet star before you know it.
A star? Me?
Sure. Have your name over the lights and everything.
What do I do when I'm a ballet star?
Well, you dance. And you travel all over the world, you know, like Miss Dunbar does. You go to London and Paris and Rome.
It's very exciting. On my first tour, I didn't get back to America for 2 years.
2 years?
Flies like the wind, with the applause, the excitement, meeting new friends everywhere you go.
What about old friends and brothers?
Well, you see them when you get back. You know, like I saw Miss Dunbar at your school. I'm going to bed, big.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
See you tomorrow afternoon, Buffy.
Yes, ma'am.
How long are you going to be in town?
Not long, I'm afraid. The troupe leaves Monday on a European tour. I'll be gone 6 months.
Can I talk to you a minute, Jody?
Sure. Watch this.
Jody, I'm scared. I don't want to be a big ballet star like Miss Dunbar.
Why not? You'll go all over the world and meet people and everything.
That's what I'm scared of. I like it here with you, Sissy, and Uncle Bill. I don't want to go all over the world. I'm only in the first grade.
Maybe you won't have to go till next year.
Miss Dunbar said, before you know it.
Uncle Bill said you were good, too.
That makes it worse.
Good night, Buffy.
Good night, Jody. I'm gonna miss you, Jody.
All right, girls, positions. Anne. Buffy, come on. Wolf chaser, not too close. Come on, flowers. Out, out, out. Buffy, turn. Bow.
Splendid. The performance should be an absolute smasher.
Buffy, you turned a bit too fast on your bow.
I wasn't good.
Oh, you were very good.
And most graceful.
Bravo, bravo. Miss Dunbar, we have just witnessed the Royal Ballet in miniature.
Thank you, French. They were all good.
They should do quite well, thanks to the talent of our young prima ballerina. You know, Buffy, Miss Dunbar was no older than you when she started.
I know.
You are destined to go far.
But that was quite a compliment, Buffy. You must thank Madame Leontine.
Yes, sir. Thank you, madam. I think I'll go get dressed. All right.
Well, Buffy's tired and a little temperamental. A sure sign that she's destined to become another Pavlova.
Whoever she is. Hi, Buffy. Hi.
want to play checkers? It's no fun playing alone. Every time I win, I beat myself. Okay.
I'm going to miss playing checkers with you, Jody.
Why can't you play checkers with me anymore?
You know, I'll be dancing all over the world. Jody, what am I going to do?
I sure wish you were a worse dancer.
So do I.
Too bad you gotta be good Saturday night.
Too bad. I don't gotta.
You don't gotta what?
I don't gotta be good.
Yeah. Then you could stay. King me.
Wrinkle your costumes. Oh, little flowers. We do not eat jelly beans the night of a performance.
Buffy, how are you wearing your hood?
I think it's all right.
It's supposed to be up, dear, so the audience can see your pretty face.
Do they have to?
Of course.
Miss Dunbar? Buffy? Not nervous, are we?
French, if anyone's nervous, it's you.
To be sure, Miss Dunbar. But it is our first performance.
Oh, she'll be superb.
Oh, we have the utmost confidence in her. I suggest you brace yourself for a thunder of applause.
Yes, sir.
Miss Dunbar, Mr. Davis is far too nervous to come backstage, but he wishes to invite you to an opening night ice cream party after the show at home.
I wouldn't miss it.
You're certain she isn't nervous?
French.
Well, I shall now return to the family section and endeavor to calm Mr. Davis.
Miss Dunbar, does my daughter have to wear this suffocating wolf's head? She hates it.
It's an important part of the costume.
But you can't see her face. Nobody will know it's my kid inside.
Her name is in the program, Mr. Nelson. Excuse me.
It is springtime, and the forest is alive with beauty. Trees, birds, and flowers wave and sway in the wind. All of nature seems to be dancing merrily.
Where's Buffy?
She'll be on soon.
Let me know when my kid shows up.
Here's Melissa.
Suddenly a wolf appears. He is wicked and hungry and searching for food.
Here's Buffy.
And here comes Little Red Riding Hood carrying her basket of fruit.
Out of the star.
And once more, she is on her way to her grandmother's cottage deep in the forest where the wicked wolf is waiting.
Melissa is really excellent, dear.
Yeah. Imagine her playing Red Riding Hood. Might have been a great show.
Will the wicked wolf pounce on Little Red Riding Hood? Probably not. It seems the Wicked Wolf got to the cottage first. Poor Little Red Riding Hood. Here she comes, carrying her basket of fruit for grandmother.
Oh,
waiting inside for her. Will Red Riding Hood escape from the hungry wolf? She runs faster and faster, even faster, and finally passes the wolf. I guess we need a faster wolf or a slower Red Riding Hood. There we are. At last, the hunters saved Little Red Riding Hood, and everyone except the Wicked Wolf is happy. And it has been a glorious day in the forest.
Our sister that way, no matter what.
French, can we have some ice cream all around?
Yes, sir.
I'll help you. I gotta go tell Mrs. Beasley what a terrible dancer I was.
Look at that. Poor little thing trying to make the best of it. Why couldn't she have been a tree or something? Trees don't get nervous.
I don't understand it. She wasn't nervous in rehearsal. She was marvelous.
Think she got stage fright or something?
I don't know.
Everybody likes strawberry?
Yes.
Good, because it's all we got. Sure glad Buffy doesn't have to go away.
Go away where?
Around the world and stuff. Like Miss Dunbar. She likes it here.
You don't think?
I certainly do.
Excuse me.
Some of the kids said I was awful. And some said I was clumsy. And Melissa tried to bite me with her wolf teeth. It was perfect.
I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir. You didn't change your mind, Uncle Bill. You don't think I was good, do you?
No, I don't think you were any good at all. But you could have been, right? If you hadn't been afraid you'd have to go away.
But I like it here with you and everybody.
Buffy, do you honestly think I'd let a little girl like you go traveling around the world without me? But this is where you live, and this is where you're going to stay. Besides, even if you wanted to go, how would we get along without you?
Really?
Come on, let's get the ice cream.
Could you get along without me, Uncle Bill?
Nope. Can you name me one other uncle that's got a little red riding hood that always falls down? Let's go.
Come on. We got a lot to celebrate.